we extend a warm-hearted welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders during this blessed holiday season. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Our fears can be blessings in disguise if they lead us to Christ. We're going to talk about that today in the sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to hear, as did the shepherds of old, for unto us there is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. It dispelled the fears in the hearts of the shepherds. Grant, O God, when we hear this Christmas gospel, it may bring peace and joy to our hearts. Hear our prayer, we ask in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the second chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning with verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Jesus Christ.
Friends in Christ, if fear is a topic being discussed by your group, you can be sure that each person will have something to say, because in the lives of most of us, fear is very real. It doesn't take too much to make us afraid, does it? Just the thought of a visit to the doctor for your physical examination can make you rather anxious. You have watched the lives of many of your friends who have become very ill. Some of them have passed away, and you ask the question, how long will I be lucky? How long will a doctor be able to say to me at the conclusion of my physical examination, you know, you're in pretty good health? You leave the health issue, and here's something like this: what will people think about me? This is especially true if you might have done some little thing that caused a bit of criticism, and the criticism has been brought to your attention, and you say, oh boy, now they're never going to accept me for being worth very much. Well, let's move away from that to the message that we have heard so often of late: the stock market is declining. And we ask the question, how long can it continue to decline without my kind of security for retirement being gone? The financial end of life can bring a lot of fears into our soul. It is especially true that fear is real when we are confronted with the unknown. Not long ago, a businessman said to me, you know, I can handle things that I know about, but when I have to deal with the unknown, then what do I do? And so I asked him, what do you have in mind? And he said, well, how long am I going to live? That's the unknown. How do I live tomorrow if I don't know? What about tomorrow? Quite a question. We had a long conversation on that one. Especially when this unknown is related to God. This would cause even the most fearless to be terrified, wouldn't it? We don't know how to deal with the divine. We don't know how to deal with God. Well, we can deal with our neighbors and even perhaps our enemies, but God? There are fears in the lives of all people. And there were fears in the lives of those who were living around the manger. Take a look at that Christmas gospel in both Matthew and Luke's version of it. An angel said to Joseph, Joseph, don't be afraid. The young man was petrified. His fiancée, whom he had never known sexually, was with child. What was he going to do? And here this silly advice comes, don't be afraid. But then you notice what the angel does as a spokesman for God. He gives him a reason why not to be afraid. You take Mary home as your wife, for she's going to have a son. And his son is going to be a blessing for many people. He's going to be the Savior of the world. You see, he gave a reason. God is with you, Joseph. Don't worry. Take one day at a time. An angel said to Mary after she had learned that she was impregnated and the Holy Spirit was somehow miraculously coming over her, and out of that would come forth the God incarnate. How could this be? How could it be that God would take someone like her? What does the angel say? He said, "Don't be afraid, Mary." But he just doesn't give that silly advice without a reason. Mary, you have found favor with God. Just trust that promise. Believe this in faith. God is going to use you in a mighty way, Mary. Don't be afraid. And then the night of Jesus' birth, an angel came to some shepherds. They were watching their flocks in the Judean hills, in and around Bethlehem. And the angel was speaking, and the lights were shining out of the heavens, and they were sore afraid, the Bible said. And what is it that the angel says? I give you a reason why you don't have to be afraid. This is not silly advice. There's a reason for it. Look, you shepherds, there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That's the reason. So the cry goes out to you and to me today, don't be afraid, for there has been born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Now there are little things in life that do bother us, and I don't think that the scriptures necessarily mean that we're always going to be free from all of these things. They just seem to be a part of living. For example, it could very well be that those shepherds were often afraid that the wild animals would come and attack the sheep, or a sheep would stray away from the flock. They would come in one or two or three sheep short. And the owner would say, well, where were you? What were you doing? How did this all happen? They could have been afraid that way. But that night when the lights shone out of the heavens, and the angel spoke, these shepherds knew, ordinary men, that they stood in the presence of God, the divine, and they were human. That was pretty scary business. Maybe the closest that we can come to that is our experience when God and His Word really speaks to us in a dynamic way. And sometimes those passages can be very frightening, until He lifts us up with His gospel to assure us that He is with us. God does speak to us. If you take time out to be alone with your Bible, if you'll do that, you listen to that voice, you know that you stand in the presence of God. And over again, He will say, don't be afraid. Yeah, again, to be very repetitious, it could have been silly advice, couldn't it? But listen once more. I want to read these passages to you. Here is a word that comes to these shepherds. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. That's the reason. Then to affirm this revelation, the Bible said, suddenly there was a great company of the heavenly host appearing with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. But then notice what the shepherds did. They responded. They had a conversation. Wow, what a night this is. I often wonder what happened to the sheep. Did one stay behind and watch, or what went on? I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us that. But the shepherds said to one another, let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. You see, they've trusted. Their fear now was related to faith. Fear and faith are related. So they hurried off and found Joseph and Mary and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd had told them. Now, what do we learn from this? We learn once more that fear is related to faith. Fear can be a blessing in disguise that leads us in desperation, if nothing else, to the Lord Jesus Christ. As long as we think that we can handle everything ourselves, we're not going to think too much about faith. We're not going to talk too much about fear. We've got it all in our hands. We have it there. But then suddenly we see that we perhaps don't. It's then that fear begins to come in upon us. It comes into our soul. And here then I have to reach out in faith. Faith drives me to Christ. That happened to the shepherds, and it can happen to you and to me. Faith can drive us to Christ. Now notice what these shepherds do. Having had that revelation, they say, wow, let's go and see. And so they went, and there they met Jesus Christ, and their lives were turned around. That's what can happen to us, friend, if we will only, by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, turn to Christ. He will turn our lives around, and He can change our fears into peace. How does He do it? Figuratively speaking, He takes us by the hand. And He says, life is not easy. And there are many things in this daily walk that can sometimes be very, very frightening. But just remember this. I'm going to walk with you. And we will go through these things together. And there will be fears. But we're not walking alone. And that fear will lead us in faith to the Savior. I have two very good friends. They've lost their grandson only a couple of years ago of a cancer. They were at his bedside when he breathed his last. And now only a few weeks ago, they had to make that long trip back to their son's home, the father of the little boy who had died. And this time it was a father who was dying. He had died of a brain tumor. Were there fears? Of course. What are some of the questions? How is that family going to go on now? What about that mother of other children in the family? She has no husband to rely on. And I'm sure that there are a host of other questions that have had to be discussed in these times of waiting for God to come to take their loved one home. And they have lifted fears without a doubt, but they have known how to handle them. Because in the midst of all of that terrible, terrible time, there was a voice from heaven that cried out, as he cried out to Mary and to Joseph and to the shepherds, don't be afraid. But he gave them a reason. I'm going to take your son home, and I have your grandson. I have prepared a place for them, and they will be with me forever because they died trusting me. And suddenly, the fear departs. In faith, there is peace. There are millions of people today, and I'm sure on this broadcast I speak to many of you, whose lives are filled with fear. You're trying to solve your own problems. And if you're trying to do that in a legitimate way, you are to be commended. But it will never work. You need Christ. let him into your life. Let him say to you what the angels said to the shepherds. There has been born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about. Oh, if that message could only be heard and accepted by the millions of unhappy people in this Christmas tide, that we will hear anew this message must be our prayer. The message not from the angel, but from God's holy word. There has been born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Then, having heard these words, that you will join the shepherds and respond and take your fears to Jesus, who alone can help you with them. Learn from these shepherds. Do something about your state. Go to him. You say, how do I do it? Ask him to be a part of your life. Get down on your knees. Cry out and say, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Then I would suggest to you that you pick up your Bible. And since it's Christmas, why don't you turn to Luke 2? And just read that passage and read it. And then read Matthew 1. And then read John 1. Then go to church. To a church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached every single Sunday. And then find a friend. Pastor would be fine. But a good layman who really knows the Lord Jesus would be just as fine. And ask him or her to help you in your relationship with Jesus. Let this Christmas be meaningful to you. Go to the Lord. He is the King of Kings, and He is the Lord of Lords, and He alone can enable you to face the fears that will be with us while we walk here on this earth. Amen. Lord Jesus, we pray that this may be a blessed Christmas for all who listen. But grant, O God, that we may hear your voice speaking to us, as the shepherds once did. And then grant, O God, that we may come to that manger and see there a Savior who is beckoning us to be a part of his kingdom. Grant, O God, for those who do not know you as Savior and Lord, that it may be a time when they are converted and when their lives are turned around. And for those of us who have walked with you for these many years, O God, may we also follow the shepherds who went out with joy and told the world about what they had experienced in Christ. To that end, O Lord, bless your church, for it is in your name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We thank our faithful listeners for their generous support. Their gifts allow us to bring the greatest news that ever was, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to listeners throughout the country. We pray that you and your loved ones have a blessed Christmas and healthy New Year. During this busy Advent season, let us give thanks to the greatest gift of all, the birth of our Lord Jesus. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.